This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get ready for the start of the second half. I hate even calling it the second half because, like I was saying earlier, it's not a half. There are 66 for the Yankees, 65 for the Mets to play. So really, it's the final third, a little more than the third of the season. Now, on the morning show this morning, Hoff, I don't know if you heard this. I was alerted to it. I might have been at that point. I was listening, driving in, and then I usually get on the PATH train and come the rest of the way. So I might have missed this, but or it happened before I started listening. Apparently, they were making fun of me for something that took place yesterday at the Joe Torre Foundation. Now, if I ask you, Hoff, you probably didn't listen to the interview that we had, but if I ask you, and Dove, you could participate in this. I don't know if you heard it too. You were busy. When I say the word Hubble, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Dove?
Telescope.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
Hoff?
I think more crumble for some reason. I don't know why.
What?
Like crumble cookie. Hubble cookie, crumble cookie, I don't know.
Okay,
think of
well,
cookies.
The first word that I guarantee you, no, maybe I shouldn't guarantee, but...
Don't, by the way.
The majority of the listening audience on WFAN, when they hear Hubble, they think one thing, and that is, in fact, Carl Hubble. That's a fact. So, and I don't know, Hubble Space Telescope, like, what the hell is that?
You're talking to an astronaut. So even if even if you're right that most people would associate the player Carl Hubble versus the telescope.
But the way the story went, Dove, was that I had no idea who Mike Massimino was, and he was the astronaut that joined us yesterday at the Joe Torre Safe at Home tournament there, the golf and tennis tournament. I had no idea who he was. Joe Torre finished up the interview with me. We're taking pictures, and then Mike comes over, and I have no idea who he is. Joe goes, do you know who this guy is? And I'm like, no, should I? And then I'm starting to think, who the hell is he? Is that Shane Spencer, like Jeff Nelson? Which former Yankee? It's not Jim Leritz. So I don't know who it is. And then he tells me, oh, it's Mike Massimino. He fixed the Hubble, something like that. And I'm trying to process all this at once, and the first thing that's going through my mind is, oh, okay, well, I'm at a Joe Torre event. He's talking about Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. Not talking about space and telescopes and astronaut ships. We're talking about, or whatever you call them, spaceships. Baseball's on my mind, as it normally is. But I'd be lying to you if I said I knew anything about the Hubble telescope. But when he said Hubble, I'm thinking some Carl Hubble thing, and I'm going, uh-huh. And I'm trying to figure out who the hell is this guy and why don't I know? And then I learned that he was an astronaut and we were having a conversation. And that's why I brought it up on the air saying, I got to be honest with you, Mike. I didn't know what Hubble was. That's on me, I guess. But I was thinking Carl Hubble. I guarantee you, Dove, that most of our listening audience also, when they hear Hubble, thinks the pitcher, the former Giants pitcher, not the telescope. Come on.
I have a confession to make.
Yes?
I told him about that conversation.
You told the morning show?
Yeah.
You rat! We've got a rat on our ship! Dove! Come on! So you did then hear it and were like, oh my God.
Correct. But to be fair, you're presenting it that this was something that happened off the air before the conversation. When I heard on the air was you're having a conversation with an astronaut, knowing it's an astronaut, and then you play dumb as if it's Carl Hubble.
No. So I was being honest, maybe the way that Juan Soto was about loving the money at the All-Star game. I was being honest. I couldn't hold back. The conversation we had off the air had nothing to, like, in my mind.
The way it sounded on the air was just the first time he said the word Hubble.
Right.
And even though you knew it's an astronaut, you said, you mean Carl Hubble?
Right. Now, I'll be fair again. So we had that conversation off the air. And then I on the air, I just couldn't hold it in. I got to be honest with the listener and with Mike himself and just be like, dude, I have no idea what the hell you do. I mean, astronaut sounds great. I watched Interstellar, The Martian, you know, Armageddon. It's cool. And, you know, I heard about the man on the moon, all those different things. Neil Armstrong, yada, yada, yada. Buzz, Aldrin or something or other. But I had to be honest with him and the audience and admit that when I heard Hubble from Joe Torre, I was thinking Carl Hubble. That was it. And even if I didn't have that conversation and I knew I was talking with an astronaut, Mike Massimino, I'd have no idea what the hell the Hubble Space Telescope is. Who knows the telescope? I'm not an astronaut. I didn't care about that stuff when I was in school. I cared about baseball, basketball. That's why I'm a talk show host. If I cared about that, maybe I would have went and tried to become an astronaut. Although you do have to be smart for that. And obviously, I don't, like, that's why I was asking Mike about it. What are the qualifications of it? A, I'd be afraid to do it. B, I'm not book smart enough. C, I just didn't care about it. What's an astro? Oh, that, you know, the mascot that's at the Astrodome. That to me would be the extent of it. So I admit, I'm not familiar with it. And with the news recently, I was also getting caught up with, you know, astronauts versus astronomers. You're going to learn the difference there as well. Luis is calling from North Babylon. What's up, Luis?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up? What do you think of when you hear Hubble?
The telescope.
Oh,
every single time.
Come on. Luis, how old are you?
I'm 26. Oh. I went to school every day. Maybe that's why.
No, 26. No, see, you're too young to know. You know who Carl Hubble is?
I do know who Carl Hubble is, yeah.
Yeah, well, then you should be thinking Carl Hubble first. And thank you for the call, Luis. Now you guys are just trying to show me up. Come on. There's no way that the people listening to this show think the Hubble telescope first. Did they even teach us that in school? Was that earth science? When was that? Because I tapped out around, I don't know, what grade did I stop caring? I'm trying to think of the colors of the books. Oh, yeah, once it went to chemistry level, I was like, no, thanks, I'm good to go. Just qualify for the Regents, the basic Regents exam, and then I'm done. I mean, I care more about history. I'm into that stuff now. Like archaeologists uncovering things. I like reading about that in the Post. There was a good one today. Some king or something, they uncovered his tomb. I think that's cool. And I'm not saying I don't think outer space is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Cool. But the Hubble Space Telescope? I'd be lying if I ever heard of that before. Chris is in Milford. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the first thing I think of is the Hubble Space Telescope, but that's only because I was at the age in 1990 where it was like a big deal if you were in like grade school then, you know?
Well, I was too, but I don't recall it. So your first recollection, now are you familiar with Carl Hubble?
No, not really. I mean, I've heard the name, but I immediately think of the telescope as soon as I... I also kind of watch like all those History Channel shows and all that crap.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so that's a passion for you a little bit, Chris, and we appreciate the honesty. Thank you for calling. Now, I think it's worse, me, from where I sit, I think it's worse if you don't know about Carl Hubble, especially for what I do. Like, in my world, like, you don't know, you never heard of Carl Hubble? Also, to be fair, and maybe this is skewed in my personal life, my grandfather's brother. So my grandfather grew up a Yankee fan. And his brother, who I grew to know, you know, my father's uncle, my great uncle, who I grew to know, he was a Mets fan when I knew him. But back in the day, before the Mets were there, he was a Giants fan. So much so that his nickname was Hubble. So when I grew up, I had an Uncle Hubble. It wasn't really his name. I think his name was Carmine. I'm not even 100% sure. But his name to me was Uncle Hubble. Oh, Uncle Hub, Uncle Hubble. Well, how did he get his name Uncle Hubble? Because he loved Carl Hubble so much. So at least in my world growing up, Carl Hubble was such a fixture. But he was a big play. I mean, now you're going back to the 50s, of course. But it was a big thing, Carl Hubble. Neil is calling from Freehold, New Jersey. What's up, Neil?
Hey, Sal, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. I am with you 100%.
Thank God, Neil.
I was listening to you. I went right to Carl Hubble, too. I'm 61 years old. I went right to Carl Hubble. Who the heck knows what a Hubble telescope
there
is?
You
not
go,
me.
Neil. Yeah. We're baseball guys. That's right, Neil, and thank you for the call. Whew. I was hoping we'd get one of those before we took a break. Come on. What world are we living in here? This is WFAN. Last I checked, sports radio. I know we got to do guy talk stuff, but it's sports radio. Carl Hubble. Hoff didn't know either. What did you say, Hoff? You talking about Crumble,
like
the cookie spot?
I thought it was like Crumble.
I mean, come on. Send that to the morning show, Dove. Making me like I'm a dummy. By the way, I once had not only Mike Massimino yesterday talking about the astronaut stuff. I once had Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show. Jerry and I had him on the morning show once. He's supposed to be like some smart dude. Right? Isn't he like one of the smartest, what is he, a scientist or something? I forget.
I don't know.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. I was having some frustration with FedEx was supposed to pick up a package from my house a week ago. Like, I didn't set it up. The people that needed to, the company that we bought something for needed to set up and return it. But FedEx wouldn't come pick it up. And then the guy's asking me like, well, what's the number on it? What's this? I'm like, dude, I have no idea. That this is your job. Like, I don't know what's supposed to happen. It's not my job. Do you know about the Mets back end of the bullpen? That I could help you with. What number, what this, what that? Come on, I'm flying blind here. Harry is calling from Tom's River. What's up, Harry?
Hey, Sal, how you doing? Great talking to you. I love your passion.
Thank you.
I got to be honest with you. The second you said Hubble, I'm thinking Major Hubble from The Rock. You know, Alcatraz, Sean Connery, and whatnot.
Okay. I like it. As long as it's not the telescope, I'm okay with that. I'm not familiar with with Major Hubble, though.
It was the guy that played John Glenn in The Right Stuff. He took over Alcatraz.
Also not familiar with it. What year was this movie, Harry?
I don't know. I guess it was the early 90s, 80s.
Oh, okay.
I'm 65, so I know about Carl Hubble and all that, you know.
But the first thing, but the first thing you thought of was this Major Hubble.
Yes.
Okay, well, I appreciate the honesty, Harry. So there's a third Hubble now into the equation. Major Hubble. And like I said, my family, and by the way, Uncle Hubble, he's no longer with us, unfortunately, but he was a huge WFAN listener, and his favorite Now, take a guess. Dove, this, you'd be qualified to guess this more so than Hav. My Uncle Hubble, for years, an original listener of The Fan, was a Giants fan with Carl Hubble, big Mets fan. Who do you think his favorite WFAN personality was?
Steve Sumner.
Hey, you nailed it! You nailed it, Dove!
Well, I only know Carl from Steve, so...
Yeah, well, there you go. Watch with the Hubbles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be funny if Steve was like, Sal, how do you know about the telescope? What? Kevin is calling from Jersey Shore. What's up, Kev?
Hey, good morning, Sal. It's definitely a telescope. I'm sorry. It's the Hubble telescope. But more importantly, the interview yesterday with Sandy Alderson, it wasn't just good. It was riveting. I was so sorry when it ended. So whoever, that was a great, great take, and I hope you can get him back on the show. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate you taking the time to check in. It was fun. I'll be honest with you guys about something else. When I first started filling in on shows, yeah, this is going back years ago, I was always afraid. I felt like a real weakness of mine was interviews. And I don't know why that is. Maybe just because I didn't do many of them. Now, that's going back many years ago, so obviously the more you're experienced, the easier it becomes. But there are challenges to it. You don't want to have 100 guests on and ask them all the same questions and different stuff. And I'm very happy and proud of the way this week went. I think the shows have been pretty good, and we've given you a bunch of different guests. We'll continue to do so. But Alderson was great. And I don't think his story is out there enough. Like, remember living through it in real time. He's an integral figure in the Mets in the last decade plus, whether it be as a GM in the, you know, early 2010s, whatever year, 2010 when he took over or whatever year it was. And then again, coming back as the president under Steve Cohen. And taking the Mets to the World Series and back-to-back postseasons, being the, you know, architect of the Lindor trade, who is leading to the Mets' success now. He's laid the foundation twice for this organization to have success. And by the way, a brilliant baseball man before that. The baseball maverick, even going back to the A's dynasties, which were one of my favorite teams growing up. I love those 80s Oakland A's. So yeah, I could have done another whole hour with him. The reason why it came together and made me think about it was because I knew he was going to be in town for the David Wright ceremonies tomorrow. And initially, I was going to have him in studio, so we could have done an hour plus if he came in studio. But the only day he was available was Thursday, and we were at the Joe Torre event, which is why it had to be over the phone. And we had it for, 20 minutes or so. But Alderson was great. In case you missed it, go back on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.